I'm Brett Carter, and this is Minnesota Music Note Live.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Thanks so much. Really appreciate it. Have a good night.
Gigs have all but been canceled by the pandemic. And even though some venues are starting to host artists again, including one with our fully shielded stage, lots of artists are still challenged to find ways to reach out to fans online.
You are on mute!
For some bands, it's a whole concert. For others, it's a release of a song. And for some, like Twin Cities singer-songwriter Reina Del Cid, it's the continuation of weekly shows on YouTube and special programming for her subscribers on Patreon.
Oh, sweet Annie. Oh, sweet Annie, show your curls. Oh, sweet Annie. Oh, sweet Annie, you're my girl. If you didn't love me, well, I would blow away the world.
Reina Del Cid describes herself as an English major nerd with a penchant for sci-fi TV shows, Virginia Woolf, fine chocolate, coffee all the time, and good whiskey. Neat.
I'm taking all the shot of that whiskey down, and I'll pick another jewel off my fool's gold crown, 'cause I'm the ruler of the fools in love in the kingdom of the brokenhearted.
Reina Del Cid, not her real name, has put out four studio albums, including the latest, Morse Code, in 2019. Her song, The Cooling, caught the attention of Valerie June during a past NPR Tiny Desk concert. June felt moved by the emotions of the song.
There's a pretty young thing with a pretty gold ring, and she talks to you every night 'cause she don't know you're dead, and you can't figure how when you're walking through town no one's noticed the knife sticking out of your head.
During the pandemic, Reina Del Cid started hosting live stream concerts with guitarist Tony Lindgren as a way to stay connected with her audience. For a small fee, you can hear lots of music, make requests, and sometimes see Reina and Tony in space gear.
Here's the thing, there you go. You don't see it, but I know. You could be my lover. And all the fish in the sea, they don't mean a thing to me. 'Cause I don't want no other.
Prior to the pandemic, Reina Del Cid toured extensively and gained a strong following in the United States, Europe, and online. With the hope of vaccines and herd immunity, the band will head to Australia this fall.
It was the strangest of summer dreams. Those nights she spent hunting me. She touched me across centuries, and I never.
Reina Del Cid is a lyrical storyteller. Her songs range from foot-stomping tales that get you up and dancing to a sad lament of the end of the world.
Was the bluest of August skies when they finally sent the bombs. On the first day of the end of the world, it was a bang after all. You must assume there were an anxious few. Clearly saw the signs. For the bulk of the human race, it really came as a surprise.
She has a huge fan base on YouTube. Sunday Mornings with Reina Del Cid has more than 247,000 subscribers and over 30 million views. Just search Reina Del Cid online and you'll find wonderful opportunities to become a Cid-azen of her music. This Minnesota Music Note Live was made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the members of KAXE and KBXE. I'm Brett Carter.